Hi, I'm Ellie, and you are listening to the Meat and Potatoes Tarot podcast. Welcome back to everyone who's been here before, and welcome if you just happen to have dropped in from outer space for the first time. You are always welcome. Thank you, and welcome back to all of my wonderful patrons who are watching the video version on Patreon. It's because of you that I can actually do all of the things that I do, so I'm really, really grateful. Today, we are... Oops, I'll do it on this side. Today we're looking at the Three of Swords. You can kind of tell it's a bit of a bleak card. Look at those clouds and the rain. This might even be a storm. And then this poor heart that's been stabbed not once or twice, but three times. However, there's more to the Three of Swords than meets the eye. Of course there is. This is the Rider-Waite deck that was created by the supremely amazing Pamela Coleman Smith, who created so much subtlety in the imagery that I have to give her credit pretty much every time I open the box. So let's take a look at the Three of Swords in more detail. So when it comes to the first impressions of the Three of Swords, let's take a look here. A heart appears suspended in a stormy sky. It's been pierced by three swords. Other than a variation of grey-like colours, the imagery contains only one other colour, the vibrant red of the heart. In the upright position, the Three of Swords represents miscommunication, rejection, hurtful words, and a painful realization. When in reverse, the Three of Swords represents making a quick recovery or hiding the true extent of your pain. So when it comes to the symbols within the Three of Swords, let's take a look. The predecessor card to the Three of Swords described a dilemma of conflicting choices in which two competing ideas pose a risk to the decision maker. In the Three of Swords, the intuitive premonition of doom may in fact be realized. The intellect and communication represented by the sword suite has resulted in a triple stab to the heart. Three swords have entered from the left, the center, and the right, and are seen to protrude from the other side of the heart, demonstrating a complete perforation. There is no indication of how this occurred, but it is done, and the effects of the action are emphasized by the background scene of storm clouds and rain in an otherwise empty sky. The act of impalement has a historical context which should be considered. It was a method of torture and execution directed by Babylonian kings and Egyptian pharaohs. Think of the period 1900 to 1200 BC. It was performed by others out of view of the one who directed the order. You know, in typical fashion, the fellow at the top asked one of the minion to go and do the dirty work for him, and then he would sit with a lavish dinner and a big glass of, I don't know, some big goblet of wine, and the little people would be doing the hard work of impaling those that needed to be tortured. A divine infliction of pain communicated by someone or something unproven for reasons unknown. Now, similarly, the Three of Swords is one of only two cards in the Minor Arcana suite other than each of the Ace cards, in which no person appears in the imagery. The other card is the Eight of Wands, which we have already seen in a previous episode. The absence of a person is a reminder that the impact of the action is the only thing that matters, not the action itself. The heart is wounded in an environment that is dismal. There is, however, a subtle color shift in the swords as they protrude from behind the pierced heart. Now, each of the swords in the Rider-Waite deck is shaded with variations of white, gray, and blue. Let's just find another here to be able to demonstrate that. Okay. So you'll see here the white, gray, and blue that appears at the top here of the heart is similar to what appears in another card and in all of the sword suite cards. The purpose of this is to illuminate the shape and the texture of the sword's metallic structure. There is also the indifference of a sword purely pertaining to the process of thought, intellect, and communication without consideration of any action, possession, or emotion. And so the solid blue tips that appear here having protruded from the heart are not related to shape or texture, nor are they in keeping with the intellectual aspects of the sword suite. So the color itself requires some examination. The color blue in tarot represents, it relates to air, expansiveness, breathing room, clarity, and also denotes the color of water in tarot, as appears in the cup suite. And so it relates to emotions, relationships, and sense of self. The symbolism of the blue sword tips subsequently denotes a pain acquired through clarity or truth, or the manipulation and distortion of those things. So consider the definitions for this card. You've got misinformation, which can be a manipulation of the truth. You've got a painful realization and hurtful words. So a manipulation of the truth has traveled through the heart, causing pain, and the realization of the truth is what appears in the blue. I bet nobody listening or watching this podcast even realized that the swords had changed color as they traveled through the heart. That's why the imagery is so brilliant and why it's always really important to understand that nothing is by accident in the Rider-Waite deck. The proportions of the heart against the swords magnifies the message of the card. The heart is central to the scene and very large, while the swords that have resulted in so much pain are comparatively small. This represents the emotional aspects of the card, a painful truth, an emotional realization, a sorrow from misunderstanding, or pain inflicted by lies or hurtful acts. Conversely, the oversized heart can also be a testament to how small or temporary the damage can be, or can appear to be, depending on how it's managed. Consider the implication of intellectualizing or communicating something and whether the pain is an honest reflection of the circumstances. So the significance of three in the Minor Arcana suite, in particular as it results to the sword suite. In Chinese numerology, three represents separating from the past and living life and all of its experiences, following your inspiration, embarking on something new, embracing change are all common themes of life denoted by the number three. Three of Swords is an experience of pain, but also an encouragement to exist beyond the pain. This may include learning how to improve one's existence as a result of the pain that has been experienced in the past. If you were to ask me what I believe the overall theme is of the Three of Swords, I would say the following. When born from properly treated wounds, intellect and emotion are learned helpers that combine to provide you with enduring strength. So that was the Three of Swords. So much meaning in what appears to be such a simple set of imagery in this card. You'll never ever forget now that the swords go in looking like swords and they come out blue. I'll bet $5 that you'll never ever forget that. So thank you very much for joining me on this episode. Just a reminder, I have a brand new radio show on KGRA Digital Radio in New York. It's called Human Ascension with Ellie. I use tarot, astrology, visiting guests who are experts in certain genres and fields, and I look at ancient wisdoms, emerging themes, conspiracies, recent events, all kinds of things, traditions, all kinds of things that are coming together and converging into evidence that we are slowly rising in our vibration and ascending to a new level of consciousness. We're going to try and pinpoint when is this going to become apparent? What are the signs? And how can we know for sure what we're entering into? I do hope you'll join me there. Members on Patreon will have an early access to segments from this radio show. And segments will also air on the Ellie Dreams Down Under channel, but perhaps a little later. But everyone gets a chance to see. There will be bonus episodes, and I do hope that you enjoy the new series. In the meantime, Thank you for joining me this week, and feel free to come back next week to learn about another card. And I also hope to see you on the Ellie Dreams Another channel on YouTube. By the way, I have a book coming, and it's, guess what? It's going to be all about how to read tarot, and it will be published later in 2024. So I do hope you look out for it. I'll let you know when it's ready. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do hope to see you next week. And until then, take care.